The Japonsky Boathouse was built along with much of the infrastructure on Japonsky Island during World War II as part of the Naval Operating Base. Many of those structures have been repurposed as the Mount Edgecombe High School dorms and fieldhouse and the campus of the University of Alaska Southeast. But the boathouse fell into disrepair by the early 1980s and would have been demolished by its then owner, the State Department of Natural Resources, had not the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society stepped in. Director Rebecca Polson told the Sitka Chamber of Commerce that restoring and improving the boathouse is the Society's main mission.
So our big project is to restore this building for reuse as a public maritime heritage center. And that's an obvious benefit, you know, building our visitor infrastructure. You have activities and, you know, and ultimately it could be a destination for, we could have, you know, like longer term classes and programs.
That's the goal anyway. The reality is that the boathouse is a challenging structure to work with. Its historic function as a boat shop and marine railway is not readily compatible with tourism. But Polson says the society is making it work.
And in the building, as we're redoing it, it's a historic preservation. Since it is part of a National Historic Landmark, we're doing it, we're trying to preserve the feel of the building. Like, our goal is to make it feel like it never stopped operating. So most of it is going to be completely as it was, except we need to have a toilet that doesn't just run out onto the beach and that's accessible. And so on the left is a small addition that we're building onto it that'll have a toilet, an accessible ramp, a little addition, and all our utilities.
The historic purpose of the boathouse was to service the shore boats which ferried passengers between Sitka and Japonsky. Although the airport was located at the Halibut Point Road turnaround during that era, there was an entire community on Japonsky called Mount Edgecombe. Restoring the marine railway, which hauls out boats with a moving berth on tracks like a railroad, is probably going to require its own fundraising effort of $400,000 to $500,000. Part of the expense, Polson and Society board member Joe D'Arienzo explained, would be running a historic marine railway under contemporary expectations.
In the old days, you know, it was like a government facility for government boats. But if you're hauling somebody's, you know, $500,000 yacht,
right,
you want everything
plus
dialed
also,
in.
Plus also there's, you know, there's a lot, like say when they hauled the boats up, they would wash them down, so all that copper paint and everything would go into the water. So now there's standards you have to live
by. We have
by.
Standards.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to collect that and make sure it doesn't hit the water. So that adds expense, of course.
The boathouse is now owned by the city of Sitka and in the care of the Maritime Heritage Society, which has made significant progress over the last 10 years. But there's no timeline for completion since everything depends on grant funding. D'Arienzo said the city had spent no money on the project and there was no expectation that it would. Polson, however, was confident that the Maritime Education Center would come to fruition. "We live in an amazing place," she said, "and I think the water is the reason a lot of us live here." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.